অঙ্গ তুমি মোরে দয়া না ছাড়ি হো আপন করিয়া রাঙা চরণে রাখি হো আপন করিয়া রাঙা চরণে রাখি হো রাঙা চরণে
Adi Lila, Chapter 3. Even before he took his birth, the Lord propagated the chanting of his holy name. Streams of people went for their bath in the Ganga at the time of the eclipse, and all the way they chanted the Lord's name. Some who from their birth never once uttered the Lord's name now chanted that name on their way to the Ganga. The sound of the chanting emanated from every direction, and the Supreme Lord, the best of the Brahmins, smiled to himself as he made his appearance. Sri Jagannath Mishra and Srimati Sachi Devi glanced at their child's beautiful face and were overcome with unbounded joy. Ladies stood around the child, not knowing what to do. Fussily, they ululated in jubilation. Relatives and friends hurried to see the newborn child. Sri Jagannath Mishra's house was a scene of great exultation. Srimati Sachi Devi's father, Sri Nilambar Chakravarti, found esoteric and wonderful signs in every house of the child's astrological chart. Sri Chakravarti was astounded by the baby's beauty and saw all divine symbols on his person. A much accepted prophecy in Bengal was that someday a king would be born in Bengal as a Brahmin's son. So Sri Chakravarti thought only the future would prove whether this was the child. In the presence of all, Sri Nilambar Chakravarti, an expert astrologer, began explaining the ramifications of different astrological signs in the Lord's chart. The further he delved into the child's exalted chart, the more difficulty he found in describing the Lord's position. The child will conquer Brihaspati, the sign for learning and education, and be a scholar. He will be a natural repository of all divine qualities. Present in that gathering was a great saint in the guise of a Brahmin who made predictions on the Lord's future. The Brahmin said, "This child is the Supreme Lord Narayan himself. He will establish the essence of all religion. He will initiate a wonderful preaching movement and deliver the whole world. He will give everyone that which is forever desirable, even by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or Srila Sukadeva Goswami. Upon seeing him, people will feel compassion for all living entities and become callous toward material pains and joys. This will be the great benediction for the whole world. Not to mention ordinary men, even hardcore atheists will worship the child's lotus feet. He will be glorified throughout the entire creation, and people from all orders of life will come to worship him. He is the personification of pure Bhagavat religion, eternal religion, the benefactor of Brahmins, cows, and devotees, and the affectionate, devoted son of his parents. This child has come to accomplish great works. Just as the Supreme Lord Narayan incarnated to reestablish religious principles. Who can explain the imports of this child's exalted astrological and esoteric symptoms? How fortunate you are, Sri Jagannath Mishra, a leader amongst men. I offer my obeisances to you, the illustrious father of this child." I feel greatly fortunate that I could calculate his astrological chart. His name accordingly will be Sri Vishvambar. He will be known to all as Navadweep Chandra, the moon of Navadweep. He is spiritual bliss personified. The Brahman did not speak further about Lord Chaitanya's pastime of accepting the renounced order of sannyas, since that would disturb the loving emotion of his parents. Sri Jagannath Mishra was enthralled with ecstasy over the descriptions of his son. He immediately wanted to offer gifts to the Brahman. He was a poor man with few possessions, yet feeling great jubilation, Sri Mishra fell at the Brahman's feet and cried. The Brahman also caught Sri Mishra's feet, and everyone present shouted, Hari, Hari, in great joy. The relatives and friends were all praise for the child, and they blessed him as they heard the supernatural predictions about his future. Soon the musicians arrived, playing their respective instruments, clay drums, flutes, and shanai, and filled the air with wonderful music. Ladies from the higher planets mingled freely, yet unnoticed, with the ladies from Earth in this wonderful gathering. The mother of the demigods, Aditi, smiled and placed her right hand, holding auspicious grass and paddy, on the child's head to bless him, saying, Long life. Please remain eternally in this material world and manifest your pastimes. This explained the expression, long life. Srimati Sachidevi and the others noticed the extraordinary beauty of these ladies, but they hesitated to inquire about their identity. The demigods respectfully took the dust from Sachidevi's feet, and she lost her speech in extreme exultation. Neither the Vedas nor Lord Anantashesh could describe the waves of jubilation that drowned Sri Jagannath Mishra's house. Entire Nadia seemed to be present at Sachidevi's house to experience that undescribable joy. Wherever the people were, in their houses, or on the banks of the Ganga, or on the streets, they all loudly chanted the Lord's name. Everyone jubilantly celebrated the Lord's birth, unknowingly thinking the festivity was actually for the lunar eclipse. Lord Chaitanya appeared on the full moon night of the month of Phalgun. This day is the most worshipable by Lord Brahma and other great personalities. This day of the Lord's appearance is the holiest of holy occasions. This day is devotion personified. Lord Chaitanya appeared on the full moon night of Phalgun, and Lord Nityananda appeared on the 13th night of the waxing moon. Both these days are all auspicious and transcendental occasions. If one properly follows these two holy occasions, he develops love of Godhead and cuts asunder the knots of material illusion. The appearance days of pure Vaishnava devotees, like the appearance day of the Supreme Lord, are also all auspicious and transcendental. Whosoever hears the narrations of Lord Chaitanya's birth is freed from all miseries in life and in death. Anyone who hears Lord Chaitanya's pastimes immediately gets love of God and becomes his eternal servitor. He comes with the Lord each time he advents in this material world. The Adikanda text is wonderful to hear because it contains descriptions of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. The Vedic literature describes these pastimes of the Lord as eternal, although he sometimes appears and sometimes disappears. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes have no beginning and no end. I write them down by the mercy of the Lord. I offer my humble obeisances at the Lord's feet and at the feet of all his devotees. I pray that I may be excused from offenses. I, Vrindavan Das, offer this song to the lotus feet of my life and soul. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu.